here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
People's Tribunal to hear on the crimes committed by MINUSA in Haiti. This was announced during the International Colloquium on Occupation, Sovereignty and Solidarity. The People's Tribunal will assess and rule on the crimes committed during the 15 years of international military occupation in Haiti through the United Nations peacekeeping missions, such as MINUSTA and MINUJUST. The Tribunal will aim to promote processes of disoccupation, justice and reparation for all the victims of repression, sexual violence and cholera introduced by the occupation troops, reported the organizers. The organizers include the Haitian Platform to Advocate Alternative Development, PABDA, the Institute for Justice and Democracy in Haiti, the Haitian Movement of Liberty, Equality and Fraternity, with the support of La Vía Campesina, the MST and Jubilee South, among others. Haiti is under UN military occupation since 2004 after a coup d'etat supported by the US against elect President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. With the instability following the coup, the United Nations Security Council deemed the country a threat to international peace and security in the region and paved the way for 10,000 troops from 31 countries to invade Haiti. The People's Tribunal will start operating in 2020 with the participation of the Haitian people, organizations, and several international solidarity groups. Over 200 people participated in the International Colloquium on Occupation, Sovereignty and Solidarity towards a People's Tribunal about the crimes perpetrated by MINUSTA. From December 7 to the 20th, 2019, the participants discussed, analyzed and exchanged experiences. The workshops allowed to assess the solidarity processes built in the past few decades by different organizations, social movements and solidarity committees. Among the demonstrations of solidarity, Real World Radio gathered the testimonies of Nora Cortiñas, Madres de Plaza de Mayo, Argentina, Uruguayan activist Monica Riet, and Candy Sebro, member of the Trinidad and Tobago Oil Union. They keep calling it occupation, but it is an invasion. Nora Cortiñas, Argentinian member of Madres de Plaza de Mayo, and Daniel Maglar, coordinator of the Collective Against Impunity, shared their experience of women resistance against dictatorial regimes in their respective countries. The culprits need to be exposed, global or economic reparation is not enough, each victim needs to be compensated. This People's Tribunal is the first step to say nobody should go unpunished, said Nora Cortiñas to Real World Radio. The idea is to replicate the People's Tribunal in other countries such as Argentina and Uruguay, explained Monica Riet. Uruguay provided military officers for MINUSTA between 2004 and 2017. Uruguayan Blue Helmets who participated in that mission are part of the foreign military officers accused of raping, sexually exploiting and impregnating women and girls in Haiti. There are 265 cases of children conceived by UN Blue Helmets, stitching together a troubling stream of coercion and abuse that left girls as young as 11 to raise children by themselves in conditions of extreme poverty, states an investigation published last December by The Conversation and The Washington Post. Of the 265 pregnancies, 74 would be the responsibility of Uruguayan officers who were sent back to Uruguay even though it was known that they were going to become fathers. In this South American country, people also remember the video that went viral in 2011, which showed three officers mocking a young man from Haiti while holding him without pants and filming him. A Uruguayan court convicted the officers without a prison sentence for the crime of private violence. This January the 12th marked a decade since the tragic earthquake, which caused over 300,000 deaths and left half a million Haitian people without a home. In the past 10 years, approximately 10,000 people have died due to epidemics such as cholera, and over 32,000 people continue living in tents in 22 settlements built after the 2010 earthquake. Since July 2018, there have been ongoing protests against the corruption and bureaucracy of Jovenel Moïse's administration.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words. Building popular communications by FOI.